Football at the 37-yard lines for North Alabama. So it'll be a first and 10 from the near hash mark with Luke Wingo, the 6'2", 200-pound sophomore from Tuscaloosa, the signal caller. He'll have two backs beside him with Thompson in motion. Snap and the gift Coffey off the left side as he'll get maybe a yard to the 38-yard line where Derek Jordan, among others, and Terrell Cullen on the tackle.
Now, the interesting thing about these two football teams, especially on the defensive side, both running out of that 4-2-5 and will adjust into a 4-4, is the type of athletes they have. Rob spoke about it earlier, a lot of speed. You're going to be able to see what the difference is here on defense for West Alabama.
Shotgun for Wingos. He'll get the snap and the play fake. Stepping up and throwing over the middle, has a wide open receiver, complete 30, 20, middle of the field, 10, and inside the 10. To the 7-yard line will be the big play receiver, Jason Smith, 5'10", 165 pounds, a senior from Gurley, Alabama.
Yeah, just single man-to-man coverage that time, beats him. One man goes down for the blitz. That leaves an extra space open right there in the middle of the field. North Alabama connects and are now in a scoring opportunity in the red zone.
46 yards on the pass completion, so a first and goal middle of the field off to our right at the 7-yard line. Coffey the lone setback as there will be two receivers to the far side. West Alabama with a four-man front. Wingo awaiting the snap and gets it. Will fake and throw the bubble screen pass. Too far for Lamonte Thompson at the far sideline. Incomplete.
Yeah, that time for West Alabama, Malcolm Butler, the senior quarterback on that side, 5'11", 180-pounder out of Vicksburg, Mississippi. The man on the coverage was able to get past the first initial blocker for North Alabama and at least get in the face of the receiver that time. Either way, pass was just a little bit off by North Alabama.
By the way, the last scoring drive for West Alabama, 13 plays, 78 yards, took 5 minutes, 21 seconds off the clock. Second and goal from the 7 for North Alabama, two receivers near side. Snap to Wingo and the give up. No, the keeper for Wingo as he'll get inside the 5 to around the 4-yard line as we'll have a third down goal to go with Ricky Willis on the tackle.
Yeah, that time you'll see right here between these two football teams, offensive and defensive line, where it will really start getting very, very physical, especially trying to score the football. You saw it earlier in the end zone as West Alabama was attempting to score, really locked down defense, and you're again seeing it here getting closer and closer to the end zone is North Alabama.
8:02 to go, first quarter, 3-0 West Alabama with a third and goal from the 4 for North Alabama. Wingo in the shotgun. Awaiting the snap, gets it, and he'll run the shovel pass. No, keep it himself and go into the end zone. Touchdown, North Alabama, a 4-yard run for Luke Wingo.
West Alabama adjusts into a 4-4 to try to bring a little extra pressure on the outside and bring a little more containment. They blitz the outside that time. That leaves the middle of the field a little bit more open as far as running space goes, and the inside keeper by the quarterback is a touchdown result.
Will Craig coming on for the extra point, Kyle Crabtree on the hold, and Mabry Cook on the snap. Snap and holder there, and the kick is up and good for Craig as North Alabama responds with a scoring drive of their own. A 64-yard scoring drive and a 4-yard run on third and goal by Luke Wingo. We'll take a 1-minute timeout with a 7-3 North Alabama lead on ESPN 104.9 at ESPN1049.com. Michael Schuster kicking off as he'll send a line drive end over and kick to the near side to Demetrius McNeil at the 4. Middle field 10, 15, and he'll get sandwiched as he drives forward toward the 20-yard line in a 1st and 10. For West Alabama. Now, they had a successful drive to open up the ball game, just couldn't finish the drive when they got to the red zone, as West Alabama's offense needs a response from North Alabama's score just on their last possession.
These are both football teams that are going to have similar tendencies as far as offense and defense goes, and they do one thing very similar. When they get in the red zone, they put up points and they score. West Alabama, a 95% plus team when they get into the red zone. Most of that comes by way of touchdown, field goal on the previous drive.
Reggie Hall coming out in motion to the near side. Caldwell with the snap, play fakes, and throws to Hall near side, complete 20. As he'll go forward to the 24-yard line off the bubble screen pass, will be a 4-yard gain instead of a second down and about 6 yards to go.
Yeah, Tuchek was guarded one-on-one that time by the defensive back in Nick Williams. They bring Hall over to line up right behind Tuchek, so to bring the safety over the top from North Alabama for a little extra coverage, pickup of a couple.
Five-man front for North Alabama, shotgun for Caldwell. He'll drop the throw, fakes, and will try and run to the near side. 30, and he'll slide down at the 30-yard line, and that's about where Caldwell needed the first down.
Yeah, Caldwell, such a versatile player as far as being high football IQ, being able to be efficient, know where to put the football, and know when to use his legs. He had 146 yards rushing on the ground last week. That was the best in the football game, and he knows when to do that. Good job and good decision on the previous play.
Ty Morgan checking out. Four receivers on the play. Two check to the near side. Trips to the far side. O'Neal in motion, four-man line for North Alabama. Snap and the give to Swindles. He'll come off the left side near boundary. 40 in the clear, 45, 50. Down near boundary, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Give him 6. Touchdown, West Alabama.
And Jabe Swindle, as soon as he bounced off the left tackle that time, it was simply a sprint race, and he shows his breakaway speed when he hits about the 40-yard line. It's almost like hitting another gear. He breaks away from the secondary of North Alabama, and the running game has really started to explode here earlier in the football game for West Alabama.
Mark Grant coming on for the extra point. It was a 70-yard touchdown run for Jabe Swindle. Off to our left, snap by Humphreys, hold by Johnston, and Grant's kick is up and good. So West Alabama responds strong with a touchdown and retake the lead 10-7 with 6:44 to go. Still in the first quarter, buckle up your seatbelts as we'll take a one-minute timeout here on ESPN 104.9 and ESPN 104.9.com.